What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Art of Self-Development podcast. I'm your host, Andrew. And before we even get into this episode, I did want to let you know that this podcast was recorded through my phone. So if you guys aren't able to hear very well, I do apologize. I usually get a rush of inspiration when I'm on the go, when I'm driving. So I just basically just hit the record button on my phone and got recording. So again, I do apologize if you guys can't hear very well throughout the episode. But thank you for the support, and we'll get right into the episode. Welcome to the Art of Self-Development podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Newcomb, and in today's episode, what I wanted to talk about is self-image. Self-image is one of the most important factors that dictate the outcomes of your life. Your self-image is predicated on how you see yourself, the perception of how you see life, and your beliefs, as well as your standards. When you look at yourself in a low standard form, everyone else is going to do the same thing, because life is a direct reflection of how we feel and how we think about ourselves, and as well as our standards. And when you expect to be respected and, you know, to have good friends, when you expect good things out of life, you're going to get better things in return. And I was looking at this post, and it said that if you want to look at the beliefs that you have about yourself, look at the results of your life. Like, look at, like, the results that you have, right? And I was thinking, like, you know, it's kind of funny because I see a lot of inspirational, motivational things, especially on my Instagram. But at the end of the day, my results are piss poor. And I may say something, but deep down, I probably believe that I can't achieve it. Or deep down, I believe that my self-image is actually lower than what it should be. And when you strive towards a certain standard, I think that it's important to realize that, okay, this is where I'm at now. How am I going to get to that standard? You know, when you create a standard, you're demanding that certain level of life, of living. So, I mean, if you demand that your lifestyle is $100,000 a year, you're not going to strive for anything less than that. And when you have a certain standard, that's when your life begins to change. And you know, I was also watching this post where, like, you have a certain thermostat where there's a certain, let's say you set the temperature to 78 degrees. You're going to stay there until you move either up or down. And the only way to really move up is to do something out of your comfort zone so that you can expand your comfort zone. So how does this all go back to self-image? Well, our self-image is, again, predicated on our standards, our beliefs, and our perception of life and how we see ourselves. And how you see yourself is predicated on a certain belief. So if, for example, someone told you that you can't make $100,000 a year, subconsciously you believed in that in that person that told you you couldn't do it. So now you believe that you can't do it for whatever reason. And what I've been doing is I've been doing a meditation where I go back to that state of mind in which I believe that comment about what someone else said about me, and then basically I'm able to, like, integrate that part of myself so that I can realize that, okay, I chose to believe this thought, or I chose to believe in what that person was saying. And it's pretty interesting, it's pretty fascinating, because you're actually able to go back into the state of mind in which you believed in that thought, catch yourself believing in it, and then transcend from that. So it was really cool. It's because, you know, it's like you integrated a part of yourself that was separate to begin with, right? So it's really interesting, because that thought wasn't even mine. It was a thought that I agreed to in a certain moment within my life that caused that belief, right? And our beliefs can change, you know, like we can have different perspectives. Once we're able to change our perspective about something that someone said about us, or about, you know, anything in general, we're able to shift that belief and we're able to raise ourselves to a higher standard. So that's what actually I've been doing. It's pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it, really. I mean, you can even ask yourself, why do I even believe in this thought? You know, like, you can ask yourself, at what point in my life did I decide to believe in this thought? You know, you can say, at what point in my life did I choose to feel this way? You know, when you take responsibility for your feelings, you actually realize that you're in control, that you're the one dictating your life, dictating the direction of your life. And you can say, yeah, this person made me feel that way. Okay, cool. But you're the one that's hanging around this person, right? You're the one that initially decided to be with this person. You know, it's all about learning to take responsibility. Once you take responsibility, you're no longer in the victim mindset. So it's all about learning how to change your self-image, raise yourself to a higher standard, believe that you can actually accomplish more. If you can't even believe that you can accomplish more, that you're not going to. The reason why people make millions of dollars a year is because they believe they could before they even started putting the work into it. I mean, it all starts in the mind. The mind is your garden. The mind is the harvest. You can either plant flowers, or you can plant flowers or weeds. You know, thoughts are seeds. You can either plant flowers or you can plant weeds. That's the thing. I had to remember that for a minute. Thoughts are seeds. You can either plant flowers or you can plant weeds. Write that down if you want. Thoughts are seeds. You can either plant flowers or you can plant weeds. So, you can plant thoughts of destruction. You can plant thoughts of empowerment. You can thoughts of positivity, you know? And the reason, and another thing I want to bring up is the reason why people are so negative is because they're hanging around negative people. And actually, you know, I used to feel this way in high school because there was, you know, there were certain people gossiping, and I chose to believe in what they were gossiping about. And that's on me, because I chose to believe it. But I didn't realize that was a decision before. That was the decision that I made. But now that I look back on it, like, I chose to believe in what they were gossiping about. But, you know, when you're around negative people, whether that's at work, whether that's at school, I mean, initially you're going to get some of that on you. And it's everywhere. And one of the biggest things is learning how to manage your energy. Because when you learn to manage your energy, you can actually learn to either lead into that negativity, or you can just back away from it. But you have to be, in order for you to manage your energy, you have to be really conscious. You have to be conscious of how you use your energy. Because every single day we use our energy, either on our phones or through entertainment or at work or when we're driving, we're always using energy, whether we realize it or not. And the only time we actually get to rest is when we're sleeping. And even then we're using some sort of energy. But Yeah. I mean, when you learn to see yourself in a higher standard, when you strictly decide that you want better, then the universe is going to provide that for you. All you have to do is decide. So, that's my little spiel for today. Believe that you can achieve more, and you will. And even if you don't have the belief, just have a little bit of faith. That faith of a mustard seed, right? Just the faith of a mustard seed. The tiniest little bit of faith can move mountains. If someone else can do it, then you already know that it's possible. Right? That's the way to look at things. It's not to look at, oh, they got lucky. Oh, they just found the, you know, they found the easy way. They got lucky. I mean, it's all about work ethic and deciding what you want. And having a clear vision towards that goal. And, you know, also find a group that you want to move forward with. Find a group that's, like, willing to help you move forward. Find a coach that's willing to hold you accountable for whatever you're deciding to do. That's another way to move forward as well. That's another way to raise your self-image. So, I'll give you three ways to raise your self-image. One, expand your comfort zone. Two, stay away from negativity. Stay away from negative people. And three, find a group. Find a coach. Find a mentor that's gonna hold you accountable for your actions. Because the mentors will give you anything you need in order to strive forward, but it's ultimately your decision to actually follow up with whatever they're providing for you. Because they can't do it for you. You have to do it for you. You have to make the decision to strive forward. And you can either stay where you are, or you can expand your comfort zone. You know? Decide to do more, and you will become more. So, I'll leave it on that note. You know, and also be really honest with yourself. You know, there's... like in my life, I'm starting to become a lot more honest with myself because I'm starting to realize what thoughts I'm thinking about, you know, what beliefs are ingrained into my subconscious mind, because the subconscious mind runs the show, guys. The subconscious mind is the most powerful asset that you can have. Your mind is super powerful, but how you think about something literally causes you to act that certain way. How you think about something literally is the meaning you give behind it. And initially you follow through with that belief, with that thought. How you think about something is everything. And it's just about changing your perspective. You know? So I hope that helps. I hope I gave you guys some value. Feel free to subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast if you haven't done so already. This has actually just been a raw, authentic podcast. I actually literally don't have anything in front of me. I just have my cell phone with me. And I'm literally just sitting in my car recording this. So just look at the results you have, you know? Look at why you're in this position, right? And if you're in a bad state, just focus on finding a way out, not focusing on woe is me, victim mindset, why did I get here, because you're just spiraled down and keep spiraling down. If you literally just tunnel vision, focus on a way out, you're going to find a way out, because whatever you focus on grows. And when you focus is super powerful too, man. Like, when you focus, when you're in that flow state, you become unstoppable. You know, as human beings, we don't really realize the capabilities, the superpowers that we actually have. And it's just amazing that, like, we actually have superpowers, but it's hard to discover it because it's like we're programmed to believe that we're less than what we are, you know. And I feel like programs, like TV programs, how it programs your mind, it's awesome, because I'm actually realizing this within myself too. But they call it a TV program for a reason, because programs program your mind to think a certain way. And when you watch TV, you'll actually start to realize, like, wow, like, I'm actually starting to think like this based on what I'm watching. It's really cool. And I actually learned this within my life as well. I mean, this little tidbit that I'm giving you, this has nothing to do with self-image, but, well, it kind of does, because it's like you're being programmed to think lesser than yourself. So in a way, you can say this is part of the self-image that I'm talking about. But it's really cool. Like, you know, you look at the news, you look at the TV programs, you look at billboards, you know, advertisements, how buying a certain car is going to make you feel better about yourself. You know, you're being programmed to believe in a certain idea. And that's how sales comes about, right? Sales is super important, because sales is like you're selling someone an experience, an emotion. I mean, it has nothing to do with logic whatsoever. All sales has to do is making you experience, or helping you to experience something emotionally. You know, if you can learn how to master your emotions, master your energy, you're going to go far, because then you got psychology, right? Now you got psychology on your side, because we're all psychological human beings, right? So that's why I take the time to learn about my mind, about beliefs, about self-image. Because it'll go so far in your life. And that's why I spent 3 years working on this. That's why I hired a mentor to help me through upgrading my mindset. Spiritually, emotionally, you know, all that. So, you know, breaking habits, developing new habits, it's amazing, you know. So it all comes down to mindset. You know, that's what's really important here. So, anyways, yeah, that's about it. So, and the more I grow consciously, the more I grow mentally, the more I grow spiritually, the better my life gets. You know, the more I actually start to realize what it is that I'm actually thinking about, because our thoughts are super powerful, and how we think creates emotion, which creates action, right? Because action is followed up through emotion, right? Like the emotion of inspiration, right? To record this right now, that just caused me to act and just, you know, share with you guys what I know. So yeah, and I'm just getting better and better. So, and the subconscious mind works really well with repetition. So if you repeatedly think a thought about, like, damn, this sucks, like, you know, if you focus on negative after negative after negative, then that's all you're going to get in return, because life is a reflection of what it is that you think about, what you believe about, and what you act on. That's cool. Life is a reflection of what you think about, what you believe about, and what you act on, you know. So, and it's crazy, because we literally have the power to do anything we desire. We are able to accomplish anything that we desire, yet the world tells us that we can't be whatever it is that we want to be. And so the key to change is getting rid of the excuses that you tell yourself, flipping that perspective, and then moving forward within your life, right? I think that's the biggest key. If there's one thing that I've learned, I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that I've learned, but if there's one thing that I've learned, it's being able to change your perspective and being able to get rid of your excuses that you tell yourself, because truly we are limitless. We are just human beings living a spiritual being living a temporary human experience. And we truly are limitless. It's just a matter of just getting out of the reasons as to why you can't do something. And you can try this at home. You can list all the reasons as to why you can't do something and then say, is this true? right? And just go off that. Because the reason for why you buy into an excuse is because there are reasons behind the excuse that make sense to you. And when you learn to make sense out of what you originally made sense out of, then you start to flip that perspective. And so it's really all about just flipping that perspective and realizing that you truly have the power to change your life and to actually become limitless. And the most powerful phrase that I've learned is the I am phrase, because I am is literally whatever you say after that becomes your reality. So I am limitless. That is a powerful phrase. And I'll tell you one more thing. I'll give you a really nice affirmation that I've been using that's actually raised my frequency. That's raised my energy. And that affirmation is, I am capable of accomplishing anything I desire. I am capable of accomplishing anything I truly desire. I am capable of accomplishing anything I truly desire. Because deep down, you know that you are capable of accomplishing anything you truly desire. It's just a matter of the excuses that are in your head telling you why you can't do something. So it just all comes down to perspective. It all comes down to the reasons for why you can't do something, and then just flip that perspective. And an exercise, again, that you can do is just write down anything that is stopping you and just reflect back on it, realizing, like, is it true, or where did this come from, you know? And all you have to do is just feel why it is that you're giving yourself all of these excuses, right? And then feel that emotion. And then when you feel that emotion, there should be an image or an experience that came up that lists the reason for why that excuse came in your head in the first place. And then just observe that thought. And when you're able to observe that thought, you're not giving it any power. You're not giving it any momentum. You're not giving it any more power over you, because you're just observing. And when you learn to observe thought, you don't give it any power. You just watch it like you're watching a movie, right? You're watching that program just go by in your mind. And when you're able to feel the emotion fully, that's when you're able to transcend that thought. Because when you feel an emotion fully, you're processing out that emotion. Because the reason why we have emotions, in my opinion, is because there's something behind that emotion that's causing you to act a certain way. And when you observe that thought behind the emotion, and you feel the emotion fully and you process it out fully, you're able to heal from that. Because healing comes through feeling. And that's how you're able to transcend your self-image. That's how you're able to transcend the negative programming. And that's how you're able to transcend the excuses that you've been telling yourself as to why you can't do something. So when you raise your standards, when you raise your beliefs about yourself, about life, about how you think, then your life's going to get better. But it all starts with thought. It all starts with transcending negative programming, you know? And hey, it's not even our fault, you know? I mean, stuff happens. You know, shit happens. But it's learning how to transcend that, your mindset, transcend your negative mindset, in order to actually realize, oh, now I realize why it is that I bought into this idea. And then you transcend from that. So if you were listening really closely, I just gave you like the secret to like transcend that negative mindset, and that's what I've been doing. So if you want to replay it. I love giving, you know, really powerful meditation techniques to help you guys. And yeah, so I, this is one of the most powerful episodes that I've ever recorded. So I appreciate you guys for listening all the way through. If you have, I appreciate all the love. I appreciate all the support. And yeah, so that's my message basically for, you know, transcending your negative mindset, getting into a higher state of consciousness, a higher state of energy, being more positive, and just learn to observe thought. Being able to observe thought has changed my life drastically, and I got a long ways to go. So, that's been about it. Thank you for listening to the Art of Self-Development podcast. Again, if you haven't done so already, feel free to subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast. Follow this podcast for more, podcasts like this. I hope you guys enjoyed the content that I provided today. Today was a long one, but I really do appreciate you guys sticking around, listening to the full podcast. And again, thank you so much for your support. I appreciate it very much. Thank you again, and I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. All right, take care. Peace.